Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
37604.
Okay, that's going to be 37604.
Yeah.
Your name?
Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, Carol Merritt.
Okay, and for security, confirm the address.
206 West Gilmore Park, Johnson City, Tennessee.
Thank you. And I have the account located. I'm showing this is for the contest entry with the mixer done by the Bite Sub service. I am showing you've canceled to make sure there's no additional charges with us. Let's see. Actually, I'm showing that you're stating this account is fraud, that you never did a contest entry for a mixer.
No.
Okay, no problem. So I am showing, I'm not certain if I said this, but I am supervisor of the fraud department. I am showing that this account was created on May 11th when someone signed up for a mixer where they just pay the couple dollars of postage if they're the winners. Do you recognize the email of pennym@charter.net?
Yeah, that's Penny M. Yeah, that's me. But I didn't do this.
That's no problem. So since you're stating you didn't initiate this, what I will be doing is we do have the original IP address from the order that was done back in April for that mixer. What we do is take that IP address and contact the local authorities. We provide them with that IP address. They do locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. We are required to advise that false claims of fraud could be charged with a penalty, such as a fine. So as long as you're sure that you or no one in your household did the initial sweepstakes sign up, we can go ahead and
now,
get the information.
I had a granddaughter that was staying here, and it's possible she did it. But she's not here anymore. She moved back to California. Can you not just do not charge my account no more. Cancel this.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Let me make that notation, because if it was a granddaughter, we don't want to get her in trouble. Give me a second.
But that's already $100 and some you all have taken out, and I don't want that.
Right. Yes, ma'am. We're going to get this canceled to make sure there are no additional charges going forward. Give me one second here. Charge took place on the 11th. Okay, so here's what we're going to be doing. We are going to cancel this account, which will prevent any additional billings moving forward. Regarding this month's charge, your May charge, what I'm going to do as a one-time courtesy, I'm going to issue a 75% refund on that charge due to the age of it. That would be the most I could do at this time. But that'll reflect back to your account, which will prevent any additional billings and reflect in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right, what else for you?
Okay, that's it. I just didn't, it had to be her if it was, but anyhow. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. No more payments, right?
Yes, you're terminated. That May one was the last one, and you'll get a 75% credit on it within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you a lot. Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.